I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to everybody for, you know, all the minutes that you give us. We appreciate it. I the strange times continue as we, I feel like now it's week 13 of our quarantine at home and working from home. And that's, you know, it's not even necessarily so much quarantine anymore as sort of the new way that people are doing business. And the world is trying to open back up. But our company is, it sounds to me, like based on that meeting, that there's going to be major changes. So we don't really know what the future holds. And it's nice to be able to see you guys every morning with our little dumb Zoom meeting that we do throughout the course of the entire show. And by you guys, I mean Vinny and Nicole and right. Bryn. Whatever normal's going to be, for us anyway, I feel like we're getting toward it. And I hope that normal for you is sort of either settling in or about to rehappen for you as stuff starts to open back up.
To your first point real quick. If you don't hear thanks enough, we want to make sure you hear that. So yeah. Thank you for listening.
No question. You're as much a part of our routine as we are part of yours. Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash this hour is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. New episodes every Monday on radio.com. Yesterday is how did the episode shake out? It's funny when you do a show like our show every morning, or I do the podcast with Johnny once a week. It's hard to tell how it's, you know, I always judge things by like if I'm having fun. Like, oh, mm-hmm. that must have been fun. That must have been a good show because I had fun the whole time.
Right.
Which I don't know if that's a good metric, but that's my metric. And
that's a decent indicator. I mean, if you're not having fun, it's pretty going to be pretty clear.
Yeah, if you notice that it sucks,
that's a bad sign.
A pretty good indicator of that. Did you like the show yesterday? Did it come out good?
It did, yes. I mean, because
long.
Yeah, because he's super interested in it. It makes sense that, you know, it was long. It was an
it was
hour.
Long.
I mean,
listen, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not to bitch, but geez, what a long work day yesterday, like 7 hours.
We just had a work day. Another work day.
Another work day. Oh my God. Oh, boohoo. What
right.
A bunch of bitches. Anyway, the Johnny Mosley Podcast brings us this trash. You can follow
the best part about yesterday's show was John.
Oh,
your John. That guy was, yeah, he got mad at one point. Very
really
passionate.
Coming, yeah, he was really coming into his own. What was he mad about again?
Blood, Bath, and Beyond.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, F
made him go to,
were
I actually
flying
made him go.
Out of his mouth. I can't believe it. It was like, whoa, I never seen John bitch like this. It was great. That was like my highlight.
What was he mad about?
Blood, Bath, and Beyond, Sarah.
Bed, Bath, and Beyond, which John calls Blood, Bath, and Beyond.
I understand, but what part, like, just the whole,
he
just
going.
Wants them eliminated
anytime,
from existence?
Anytime he has to go, he hates that place.
Oh,
which I love Bed, Bath, and Beyond. I'm like...
Of course you do.
I'm like, just, can we not rush? Why are you rushing me through this?
He's
like,
explaining
I wanna...
most dudes' sentiment, though. I don't think that...
Well, wait in the car, then. Don't come in and ruin my experience for me. Sit in the car... Watch TikTok or whatever
Look,
the hell you do on
let
that
me just
phone
tell
all day.
You I know they set it up this way by design, and I understand that, you know, they probably put a lot of effort into the way they've set it up, but what you want, just like a grocery store, is to be able to walk down the front to the aisle you need and then head up that aisle instead of making the whole circle. in order to get
Vinny,
to...
Vinny, yeah. relax. Pro tip. Get to know how the store is laid out, and you can get where you need to go without going, you know, going to the left and going all the way around the circle in a clockwise fashion. You can do it. It's fast. You can zip.
You're 1,000% wrong. 1,000% wrong. There's not even
just
any time.
It out.
You,
if I need towels, I go to the right. If I need pots and pans, I go to the left.
No. You have to make the full circle either way. It doesn't matter. And then you go, oh, look at that. I think I do need one of those. Hold
right.
on a minute.
Exactly.
And then it starts the Costco catch, which you're like, oh, man, I bought stuff I didn't want.
Yeah, so we started at Costco, and I said, I need bath mats. Like, my bath mats are very frayed. You know, it's a personal thing. I get that people don't give a rat's ass about my bath mats, but they're really frayed. So I want to get some new ones. And I said to John, in an effort to, you know, put Bed Bath & Beyond on the potential schedule, I go, I'll look for some at Costco. So they had one type, and I didn't like it. So he goes, all right, I'll take it to Bed Bath & Beyond. He goes, but I'm not going in. I'm like, all right, it's fine. I don't want you to come in anyway. I want to take my time and have fun. So we pull
this
up in
yesterday.
Front. This is yesterday. So all on right. the way home from Costco, I go, hey, pull in here. And he does. And then I'm like, wow, there's no one here. This is amazing. Like the parking lot, I've never seen the parking lot so empty. And then I realized it's because you can't go in the store. They're only doing curbside pickup. They go, he goes, well, just order it on the app right now. And then they'll bring it out to you. And I go, well, I don't know what I want. You know, the whole point of Bed Bath & Beyond is I have options in bath mats, you know.
Well, live with so, what you got for now, right?
Exactly. So, and right. then, so I'm like, all right, well, let me go look on there and see if I can find the ones I have. Because I like those, but they're just falling apart. You know, you wash something enough times and that's the end of that. So I look on there and I see the ones I want. And I add it to the cart and they go, okay, pick your 2-hour window or whatever the hell. I think it was like, it'll be ready in 2 hours. I go, well, we're not going to sit here for 2 hours. So I, boo-hoo. Anyway, I thought the best part about that story was that even though John hates Bed Bath & Beyond, I still managed to find a way to trick him into it. I just feel clever, you know, around him. So anyway, the Johnny Mosley podcast is bringing you
Jesus Christ.
This celebrity trash. You guys, today, just a quick reminder, and I'll mention this a couple times. I'm sure you'll probably mention it too. We're doing a moment of silence to honor George Floyd. The actual funeral starts at noon Eastern time. It's in Houston, so I think is that Central Time, Houston?
No idea.
Yeah, it's not our time zone. But anyway, it starts at 9 a.m. our time. So at 8:59 our time, we're going to do a moment of silence. Just join us for that. I want you to be aware that we're doing that. It's going to be live streamed, George Floyd's funeral. To family, close friends. I think they only have room for 500 people in the actual place that they're doing this. Private funeral. It's at the Fountain of Praise Church. Oh, it is 11 a.m. local time, so that must be Central Time.
Mm-hmm. It is Central.
Okay. The service will be live streamed, so if you want to watch it and be a part of it, and this is the actual ceremony where I believe where he's going to be laid to rest, because there were a series of memorials, or there's been at least one other one. Because wasn't Al Sharpton part, did he?
There have been two so far. So two. There
so
was one
the
last week, there was one Saturday, and then there's this one today.
Okay.
So a total of three that I'm aware of, but I believe that's everything.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the number I'd heard was four, but I don't have a full schedule. So maybe there was another one in there that we're not thinking of, or maybe there's another one to come. And listen, it's you can not attend, but you can view this. It is live streamed. The actual attendees are limited to 500 people, it looks like. So that's happening today. Rest in peace also, Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. My TMZ thing popped up yesterday, and I...
You know what's funny about that? It's not funny, but I the first person I thought of was Hooman, and I don't know even know if... Maybe I'm framing him, but I seem to remember him saying something like, my first cassette tape was the Pointer Sisters.
That sounds like Hooman.
Is that crazy of me to think that?
I don't recall that, but I can't actually picture him singing We Are Family. So I'm gonna. Didn't he? Wouldn't he go like, we are family?
That's what I thought. I don't know if that's true.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. Anyway, she was only 69 years old. Grammy-winning Motown artist.
Oh,
originally.
They're from Oakland.
Oh, I don't even see that here.
The Pointer Sisters are an American R&B singing group from Oakland, California.
You know, they don't actually mention that here. They just, mention Motown a million times. She was originally part of the popular quartet group of sisters in the 70s, and she died, it looks like, yesterday morning. Her sister Anita says, "It's with great sadness I have to announce to the fans of the Pointer Sisters, my sister Bonnie died this morning. The family is devastated. On behalf of my siblings and I and the entire Pointer family, we ask for your prayers." She was one of the original sisters, which actually started out as a duo with her as one of the leads, and then she left the group in the mid 70s and had actually a fairly successful solo career as well. Anita's saying Bonnie was my best friend. We talked every day. Oh, it's so sad. Another one of the Pointer Sisters died back in 06, June, from cancer. Do you see a cause of death?
I don't.
I'm not seeing it anywhere in this story either. In this particular story, which is from TMZ. Rest in peace, Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters is dead.
We have to make a correction, Sarah, that we are family is a sister sledge.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
I'm so excited. Jump, Slow Hand, Neutron Dance from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh.
He's So Shy. And then it starts to get more obscure. Some people might know these, but I certainly don't. Automatic, Fire, Yes We Can.
Oh, Fire.
Yes We Can, actually.
She died of a heart attack.
Oh, she did. Thank you. Thanks for finding that. I don't see that anywhere in here.
We know Jump, though, right? And you
sure.
Just played
it.
I'm so excited.
I know most of those. You would know those. There it is.
This is Fire.
Yeah.
But you know I'm a liar.
I gotta remember not to sing along with stuff. I know our audio is way off. Whatever.
How off is she, Nicole?
Probably half a second. Enough.
Yeah, around there. It's not too far off.
It's far. It's far enough. Far enough off. I love singing though. Here are some people who've been canceled. I'll run through these quickly. There's a show called The Flash. I did not even know this was on. It's been on for 3 years or 3 seasons. This guy, his name is Hartley Sawyer. He played Ralph Dibny, also known as Elongated Man, on The Flash. I know. I don't know. For the past 3 seasons. I don't know how long the show's been on, but he's been on it for...
He's a boner?
Yeah, I guess. Elongated Man. I don't know. Big chunch. Don't ask me. I've never seen the show The Flash. You know, this is probably another one where Hooman would come. Oh, yes, of course, The Flash.
Yeah.
So this guy, Hartley Sawyer, just lost his teeth. I'm telling you, I'm like, oh, what did this jerk do? Or, you know, whatever. How is he canceled? Is this really necessary? And then I read the tweets and I'm like, yeah, he's terrible. He's been tweeting for a long time. And he says really terrible things, racist, misogynistic. His apology, he deleted his Twitter account too late. And he made a big apology. He said, you know, I was so dumb. I can't believe I was so stupid at the time. Let's see. This one is from, I think this is 2014. Enjoyed a secret boob viewing at a audition today. Then he said in 2012, the only thing stopping me from doing mildly racist tweets is the knowledge that Al Sharpton would never stop complaining about me. In another one from 2014, he said, out at dinner, just exposed myself as a racist again. in 2012. If I had a wife, I'd beat the hell out of her tonight. Lol.
What?
Here's all of these
things are stuff that he actually hit tweeted. Send on.
He hit send on him. He thought, oh, I'll do this. This will be funny. This is my brand of humor. He said, icebreakers, all women should be in sex farms. And outside of this, and then another post, outside 7-Eleven where I assaulted my ex-girlfriend, lol. I mean, you get the point. It goes on and on. And he issued a long apology that I'm not even going to read you. This guy, Hartley Sawyer, the elongated man from The Flash, has been canceled.
Hartley Sawyer. Let me look at this guy.
Yeah, you have fun. You can look at all his tweets. I don't recognize him at all.
No, I'm not looking at his tweets. I just needed to see who this person is. I've never seen his face before. No,
yeah, I feel like I haven't either.
Don't recognize him at all.
You know, good looking white guy. He's got like a little goatee going, at least in the picture I'm looking at. And, you know,
no concern for his career, though, at all. Just tweeting.
I don't know how old he is. If he was, some of the stuff is, or most of it, I would say, is like between 2012 and 2015.
35.
He's only been, how old is he?
He's 35.
Never mind. I take it all back. He was old enough to absolutely know better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give you one more quick thing. CrossFit, which already, you know, seemed terrible to me because it's, you know, competitive and they're pitting you against other people.
CrossFit's intense, dude.
Yeah.
But it becomes a lifestyle for a lot of people.
Well, a tweet from Saturday from CrossFit founder Greg Glassman appeared to make light of both the death of George Floyd and the novel coronavirus pandemic, resulted in widespread backlash. He was responding to a tweet posted by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. The research center declared racism is a public health issue, and he said, it's Floyd 19. People were pretty pissed, and it looks like, I guess, owners of CrossFit gyms, because what these guys do is they pay thousands of dollars to use the CrossFit name.
Right.
And they were like, what? And then I think it was Reebok who broke up with him. Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. Sunday, Reebok.
Companies quit on them, absolutely.
Sunday, Reebok announced it was ending its corporate partnership with the popular fitness company after a bunch of gyms said they were cutting ties to the CrossFit brand. And others said they're considering doing so. He issued an apology, but as you know, those are not usually enough. You know, just stop it. Let me add one.
Did you hear about this dude, Mike Fuller? And I bring this up because I know that your son has this effect pedal because I have one. And I remember you saying, oh, my kid has that. And I was like, yeah, it's a pretty... So what? Mike Fuller is the guy behind Full Tone Guitar Effects Pedals. These are things you plug in between your guitar and your amp, and then when you click the pedal, you get a different sound, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So the OCD pedal is the one that your boy has, and I have that, but they're just distortion pedals, right. Effect pedals. This guy was out there tweeting a bunch of crap about looting and protesting and all. I don't have the tweets in front of me, but ultimately Guitar Center, among others, said, you're canceled. We will not be selling your stuff anymore. And a lot of people who own the stuff, myself included, find themselves going, well, I wouldn't want to be seen with this thing. Anyone might think that I'm a supporter of this dude.
Right.
And that's the position these guys put their companies in.
Right. I can't be affiliated with this person and their brand.
What are you supposed to do? Am I going to throw out $200 so that no one thinks I'm a racist because I'm supporting this dude?
I suppose you could spray paint it, and you do get the added benefit of stomping on that thing.
Right. No, it's just one of those things, though, that, you know, that's what this dude from CrossFit did. That's what this dude did to his company with his, you know, big yapper. But the bigger point is, and I've said this on the air probably too many times, and I'm curious what the right way to do things going forward is. I've always said it's best if racists make themselves known and they say their things out loud so that we know who they are.
Right.
But that said, you know, I've never really thought about how that might make someone feel who's black, who has to sit and read that. right. who sits there and goes, this is my country and this is the way people talk out in public.
It's
in
still
general.
Better than hiding it. I really think that hiding it is acting like something that you're not. And I would rather know and cancel that person in my own head. And I'm sure, you know, listen, I don't want to speak for a black person, but
right. Well, that's
I
the point.
I feel like
is,
I'd rather know.
I'm trying to say I've always thought that, but I'm not talking as a black person who's having to hear this crap on any given day or see that in the news and go, that's just great.
Right.
Another day. Another, going out into the world where this is how quote. They're talking about me. You know, like, I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting thing. I do believe Full Tone's canceled. And CrossFit, I don't know. They're pretty darn big. So there's probably plenty of people who will continue to go to their class because, right. you know, they're addicted or whatever.
Or they'll just, it'll be CrossFit with another name.
Maybe.
You know, who knows? You can always text us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I've got some updates on the coronavirus and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.